Is it that in the conditioned stage, the mind remembers Krishna, and in the liberated stage, that is the soul which remembers Krishna? No, not like that. It is always the soul which is to be connected with Krishna. When we say we are to be Krishna conscious, the soul, the consciousness is coming from Krishna, soul only. So the soul has to be conscious of Krishna. But in the conditioned stage, the soul's consciousness is channeled primarily through the mind. So when Krishna is in the mind, then the soul is also conscious of Krishna. It's like, say, a person is caught in watching TV. And the person just is so caught in watching TV that we imagine, say, that not only they're watching TV, but it's there's like a pipe which goes from their face to the TV screen, because of which they can't see anywhere else. They can only see through the pipe to the TV screen. So they can, although they have the eyes by which they could see the rest of the world, because their eyes are fixed on the pipeline, so all that they can see is what is being displayed on the TV. So the TV screen is like the mind. The pipe is like our false ego, which binds the soul to the mind and whatever is displayed on the mind. So in our conditioned stage, actually, it is very difficult to perceive anything other than what the mind is showing. So then it is said that, okay, on the screen of the mind, get Krishna. So when this on the screen of the mind Krishna appears, then the soul will be able to see Krishna. Soul will be able to remember Krishna. So now, as we become more and more purified, as we become more and more elevated, then it's like the pipe breaks. And then the soul's capacity to perceive becomes freed from the dependence on the mind. And at that time, the soul can perceive independent of the mind by its own faculty to see. So, in the purified stage, the soul will not need even the material mind to see. Ultimately, the liberated soul don't have any material mind. Those were liberated out of the body completely. And so, it is always the soul who is meant to remember Krishna. But in the conditioned stage, the mind is an indispensable tool for remembering Krishna. In the liberated stage, the mind will be still a necessary tool for functioning in this world, but the mind will not be a functional if the soul is jivan mukta and is still existing in this world for functioning. But the mind is not necessary for remembering Krishna, because the soul's spiritual cognition is directly activated. So the person can see in the room, so instead of having to see on the TV. So that way, it is always the soul which remembers, not the mind. But the mind is an essential tool in the conditioned stage, and also in the stage when we are functioning in this world, whether we are conditioned or liberated. Thank you.